Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Excellent.
And I think this is a little ghost hunter-ish here.
Yes.
You know, like we play the audio and we couldn't really quite hear it in here, but maybe somebody in their car could figure it out.
Right.
So we're not going to say what Christine thinks it is until we've taken a few calls, right?
I don't even have a clue. There's no sheet here in front of me that says what this bird is saying.
I don't think she knows, right? That's why she came to us.
No, she hasn't. You have an idea, though, don't you?
I sort of think I know, but I could be way off.
Okay, well,
the only way
for this to be a properly good bird listening experiment, because I did these in college, so the only way that this is properly going to work is if you don't tell us what your idea is, and we hear a cold, and the listeners hear a cold, and then we'll give our guesses and take calls, and if any of them match up, we might have something.
Okay.
What kind of bird are we talking about here?
It's a cockatiel.
Cockatiel. One of those growing up. My parents had one of those.
Okay.
It actually belongs to my daughter. She's six, and she loves animals. She has a guinea pig, cockatiel, we have a cat, you know, the whole deal. So,
all Bert's favorite animals wrapped into one.
Do you have a ferret also? Because then we could totally complete the set right there.
No parrot.
All right, so I've got three clips to play, and I think they're all different. One is 15 seconds long, one is 25, and the other one is just a second. I think they're all different.
Okay.
So if you guys listening in your car can hear what this bird is saying, then give us a call.
Hey,
there's sometimes when we're doing the show where I can like sort of have this out of studio experience and see the ridiculousness in it.
We're doing a public service.
Are we getting paid right now, or is this kind of like just we're on our own?
I think we're actually getting paid.
No, we're paying the bird.
Okay. I just remember hearing on the ghost thing that, remember they were saying Tootsie Roll. We all thought they were saying Tootsie Roll. And then a caller called in and goes, no, I hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wow, that is exactly what I need. Because when I look at him and he's making these noises, I swear he's saying one thing, but I just can't get like his little face out of my head when I hear that noise. So I'm just hoping that someone will be able to do that.
Will you tell us what his expression's like? Will that help us?
No expression.
None? Okay.
Do you think he's a gifted cockatiel?
I don't know. He gives kisses and he wolf whistles and, you know, whistles like that. And, I mean, he's really fun. The kids play with him all the time and he's friendly. And
when he gives kisses, does he have soft lips?
No, he doesn't actually touch my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Yeah, let's not get weird about this.
Yeah.
He just kind of makes the noise, like a kissing noise.
All right, let me go ahead and play the first sound.
Okay.
And if you guys hear what he's talking about, 404-741-Q100. Where in there is he talking?
No, that one doesn't have any talking. Actually, I think it's like the 1 second one that has just a brief little thing that he says.
You were just trying to show out.
Okay.
She's just trying to show out.
She's showing how gifted he is.
Yeah, just proof.
Kissing and the wolf whistle.
Proof that he does that wolf whistle thing.
Here's the 1 second clip.
Are you saying Gucci, Gucci, Goo?
I don't think he's saying a damn thing.
He's talking right now. Do you hear it?
He's pressing you out.
You're pissed.
Can you hear?
Yeah, you think
like
that
a cry for help? If you ask me,
get me out of here.
I think you said
sounds like an animal in duress.
Like, let me out of this cage and take me back to the Caribbean.
Well, let's try it again. I don't hear anything in this. Hold on.
I'm with Wendy. I think it sounds like goochie goochie goo.
Goochie goochie goo, like a baby.
Oh, they're having a conversation. It's not that gifted.
He's talking to himself.
I don't think your bird is saying anything.
Okay.
You guys really
hold on. I know, but I mean, we got listeners who can call up, people who hear this at home.
Megan, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi, yeah. I'm echoing.
What's that?
I'm echoing.
No, you're not. Oh. You're high.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, like, we have four birds, and we have two pocket seals, and they're making noise.
I'm sorry, what?
Her birds aren't talking.
They're just making noises?
Little noises. An idiot.
Oh, hey. Why are you so mean?
Because her birds are smarter than this woman's birds.
Yeah, she doesn't have gifted cockatoos.
You know what? Bird people are angry.
Wow.
Oliver, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Marcel.
Yes, sir.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But what in the hell are we doing to listen to this cockatoo? Can we move on to something else?
I think we're going to have to, because I don't think it's saying anything.
Yeah, are there any more clips? I'm so excited.
I think this is a waste of 5 minutes right here.
I think it's cute.
Oliver, what do you think it's saying?
He's gone.
That's the only clip of it talking?
That's it.
There's no more clips?
I don't think it's saying anything.
I don't think your bird is saying a damn thing. I'm not going to wait. It's already too long.
Christine, what did you think it was saying?
Well, there's times where I think it's saying, you're making me crazy. Like, it just sort of sounds like he's saying crazy at the end.
You might be hearing crazy.
That's true.
I got nothing. Zero.
All right. Like I said, you know, you start hearing things, and it's like, the more he talks, the more it feels like he is saying something.
I don't hear anything talking about it at all, though.
But have you... I mean, you could seek out a pet psychic. Aren't there such things?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's my... I guess the caller that said I was an idiot is probably right.
Stop.
See, this is ending on a bad note. She's hurt. Her feelings are hurt.
Don't get your feelings all
your
hurt.
Your feelings aren't hurt. I was so excited. And I just think that the solution is the fact that I don't think the bird's saying anything. That's it.
Don't get your feathers all in a bunch.
I say go to the pet psychic and then report back.
I appreciate you coming to us.
I do
to
too.
Ask.
Yeah. I'm more fascinated by the person who's so angry that they call someone else an idiot.
I know. Over
there. Yes.
Josh, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Man, that last caller just needs to go ahead and stop listening to call in and call somebody an idiot. Yeah. It's disrespectful.
You know what it might be? Maybe they gave up a vice this week as well.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're not.
Trying to quit smoking with me.
Uh-huh.
Josh, you hear anything?
You know, I just hear the bird having a good time, making a little squeal, and I would just say it's just bird talk. I mean, nothing human-like, but, you know, it's just a bird having a good time, making some noises. You know, you have a lot of animals that do that type of thing. My wife's an animal person. I'm not, but...
Has anybody ever told you sound like Matthew McConaughey?
Not at all.
Just keep living, bro. Just keep
living. I'll run with it.
You do.
I really want a bird now.
I just think sometimes my husband says that when he's home and he lets the answer machine get the message, mm-hmm. sometimes the bird will just going crazy and talking like right after he hears the message. And I guess just we call it talking because that's what my kids, you know, are 4, 6, 8. They believe he's talking.
If you're a cockatiel, then he's definitely talking.
Hey, Megan, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, I used to breed cockatiels, mm-hmm. and I'm letting you know that the bird is trying to talk. That's what they sound like when they're learning words. Their voices are very raspy. Uh-huh. They typically aren't as clear as other parrots. But most of the time, cockatiels are only able to learn one or two words at a time. So it's probably something that they repeat to the bird, and it's just saying it back. Like whatever she says to the bird when she's holding it or, you know, over near its cage, it's probably what it's repeating.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
You're driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Aw.
So maybe I just projected that's what he's saying.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Aww.
All right. Bye.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.